really sparse. We're talking about a trace of rainfall here at the KVUA studios, and also just 0.02 of an inch of rain at the Emporia Municipal Airport, the official reporting station. However, we've seen 0.7 of an inch of rain from earlier at Lyon County State Fishing Lake near Redding, and on top of that, we've seen some more rainfall in that particular area over the last hour. So full forecast details from the TV 13 weather team are coming up. It is a busy day for Emporia State University. Campus is abuzz because it is the first day of classes, and we're pleased to have with us here to start our 805 newscast, ESU Provost Brent Thomas.
Brent, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm having a great day. It's great to see all these Hornets back in the hive.
I was about set to ask if you've got classes already off and rolling or whether those start around 9 o'clock this morning, but it sounds like campus is abuzz already.
They started rolling at 8 a.m. this morning, some of the first classes, and they'll keep rolling throughout the day. So we are definitely back in action again, and it's great to see all these students back on campus again.
Well, Brent, how did the move-in process go? I talked to a couple people up there. They're very happy with the way things went. Sounds like a pretty well-oiled machine.
It went well. Our folks work really well. It's a big team effort to help these folks get moved in the dorm. And, you know, I think back to when I was a student, it was me and I think my mom and dad lugging stuff up to the third story upstairs. And so things have changed a lot. We love how we do it here.
Brett, I wanted to ask you here, what maybe has you more excited this year than in past years at Emporia State University? Because I know university has kicked out a lot of information about changes, some adjustments, adaptations. It has been a very busy 8 months on campus. So what has you most excited about this fall term and really the academic year, maybe more so than others in years past?
You know, there's a whole lot of stuff to be excited about at Hornet Nation these days. We've got construction going on our new nursing building. That is an incredible accomplishment. And, of course, all of that is not built on borrowed money. That money's already been secured through external partnerships and donors. And none of those costs are going to be passed on to our students. In fact, our tuition and fees are lower this year than they were last. We've kicked off a number of really key scholarship initiatives that we're already seeing some signs that are having a positive impact on campus. You know, we've got the game against Washburn on Saturday. The Turnpike Tussle is coming early this year. And at halftime, you're going to notice a larger marching band, dance team, and cheer squad. For this year's Turnpike Tussle, we're going to have a total of 106 students on the field at halftime. 50 of those, 106, are new members of Hornet Nation. So there is so much excitement on campus, so many good things. Can't wait to get things rolling today and through the week. Big events this week, lots of excitement.
Yeah, big block party downtown tonight, and, you know, we'll be live at the Hiving It downtown this weekend, too, a big activity, but... As Brent mentioned, the Marching Hornets numbers and Dancing Stingers numbers are up. We had band director William Woodworth with us Friday morning, and he was really, really pumped up. And he says, Brent, he thinks he can get those numbers up to 200 here in a year or two. That's pretty big.
Hey, it's going to happen. He can do it. We got a lot of excitement, a lot of momentum there and all across campus. You know, we got our... Fall Theater Rally is coming up on Wednesday in the Carl C. Bruder Theater, and that's a yearly kickoff event in theater that we always do, but this year we're offering $500 scholarships, and students of any major can audition to play a role either on stage or behind the scenes or in the orchestra, but if they are selected to participate in the homecoming musical, they're competing for $500 scholarships, no matter their major. First time we've ever done that, and that kind of engagement across campus is critically important for students.
Speaking of that, Brent, what's been the reaction that you've seen from your chair, whether it's, you know, visual, whether it's reports coming in from the different department administrators, deans, and things like that, about the reaction to the new scholarships and really the new scholarship structure that's unveiled over the last 9 months?
You know, the signs that we have available right now are all positive. It looks like those were wise investments. Certainly investing in our students is never a bad idea. That's always going to be a wise investment, and that seems to be proving to be the case. Now, we kind of rolled those out. We didn't have those in place for the full year-long recruitment cycle last year, but obviously based on what we're seeing this year, we will be able to kick those in motion because next year's recruitment cycle has already begun, and we'll have those front and center as part of that recruitment cycle, and we believe next year will even be better than this year.
Well, what about kind of a construction update? You mentioned the Student Wellness Center. Things are underway then. A lot of dirt has been moved, Brent. What's the timeline there?
Yes, sir. We are anticipating that the building should be complete, and we should be cutting a ribbon and moving people into that new building and starting action fall 2025.
So you're on schedule, the way it appears, at least early on.
So far, so good. You know, construction can be, schedules can change, obviously, with all kinds of different issues that can arise occasionally, but that's the plan right now, and as I understand it, we're on schedule at the moment.
Outstanding. Well, Brent, anything else you wanted to bring up here, at least for this particular report, as classes get started here over the last 20 minutes?
You know, I'd say for all the folks out there listening today, we'd love to see you at the Live at the Hive event downtown on Saturday. That's a great opportunity for folks in the community to engage with the students on our campus and our football players and our coaches. There'll be a lot of good family fun going on, a lot of games, prizes, and a lot of great food from some local vendors. So hope to see everybody there on Saturday.
Before we let you go, Brent, how was your theater department experience here in the summer, huh?
Oh, my goodness, huh? I had a great time. I really enjoyed it. Dennis Turney directed the summer show, and it was Shakespeare. He called me up back in, April or May, and said, hey, I'd like you to do something, and would you be willing to play three different roles in the summer show? And, I said, sure, and it was fantastic, you know, as I've been here for a long time and I've been a faculty member and a department chair and a dean and now a provost, as you move up into these different administrative roles, it becomes the amount of time you get to spend directly connect with students, that it gets harder to do. And I took a week's vacation and just focused in on the play, and I got an opportunity to work with some truly amazing young people. Our students are just incredible. I learned a lot more from them than they learned from me. Now, Dennis may have smartened up. He may never invite me back, but I certainly had a great time.
Well, the reviews were very good. They were glowing, Brent, so nicely done.
Yeah.
So. We appreciate your time this morning.
You betcha. Have a great one.
All right, Brent Thomas, Emporia State University Provost, with us on our 810 News. Chuck?
KVUE News time is 8:20. Current temperature is...